I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Thousands of Palestinians took to the streets in the Gaza Strip and West Bank today. They weren't protesting against an autocratic regime or for democracy. No, they were calling on the two main political factions to stop their squabbling and work together. The demonstrators want an end to the divide between the Islamist group Hamas in Gaza and the Fatah-dominated Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. The World's Matthew Bell has a story.
Palestinians gathered in the midday sunshine in Ramallah's Al-Manar Square today to send a message to Palestinian leaders. The people want an end to the division between Hamas and Fatah. The rift opened up in 2007 when a short-lived unity government fell apart and Hamas took control of Gaza in a violent coup. There have been efforts since to mend the political divide, but to no avail. Youth organizer Mahmoud Nawaja says it's time for the two sides to reconcile so together they can finally bring an end to the Israeli occupation.
Because of this, we are now in two parts. We need to be in one part to make our free Palestinian state.
It's been very difficult to end the division. There have been a lot of hostility. They've killed each other. Is it possible for them to come together?
Yes, of course, because they are from Palestinian people. They have the same thoughts. The demonstration here is to keep the pressure on Fatah and Hamas to end the division. It's so important because without the unity, we cannot get rid of the occupation.
Another Palestinian activist, this one in his 70s, Munib Masri, points out that the majority of the population in the West Bank and Gaza is made up of young people. Masri says the leaders of Hamas and Fatah need to listen to what's being said at demonstrations like this one.
This is a tidal wave, and if they are smart here and smart in Gaza, they will appreciate these people's wish and come closer, say okay.
What do they risk if they don't listen?
The risk, the tidal wave will take them away.
Palestinian leaders on both sides of the divide do not take threats to their authority lightly. Both Fatah and Hamas have put a stop to recent attempts to organize demonstrations. Protesters in Ramallah today were quick to say that they are not calling for regime change. Protest organizer Iyad Massawi says there's no comparison whatsoever between here and Egypt. Palestinians want an end to the political division so they can end the Israeli occupation. It's a message that both of the main Palestinian factions say they can get behind. Fatah leader Nabil Shaath says he came to Al-Manar Square today to show his support.
We are not a despotic regime like the previous Egyptian regime. We are a regime that is not even a state. We are an authority that is occupied by Israel. We are a people whose land is being stolen from under our feet. And so what we need is different from what the Tunisians wanted, what the Egyptians wanted, and what the Libyans want.
Hamas activists from the West Bank were also in attendance in Ramallah today, though in smaller numbers. Ayman Daragme says Palestinians are coming together in opposition to U.S. foreign policy.
Everyone here is saying no to the same American policy. They have to change their policy. America's policy always goes with the Israeli policy and with the Israelis' interests. I hope that this message will reach the American street.
But at least some authorities are saying no to the demonstrations. In Gaza today, several hundred Hamas supporters reportedly stormed a crowd of protesters who refused orders to disperse after demonstrating there. In Washington, U.S. officials have shown little enthusiasm for a reconciliation between Fatah and Hamas. Though the United States called for Palestinian elections in 2006, which Hamas won, it still considers the Islamist group to be a terrorist organization. The same goes for Israel. Just today, Israeli officials said their military intercepted a ship full of weapons that they suspected were en route to the Gaza Strip. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Ramallah in the West Bank.